Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Yeah. ಕವಿ ನಮಃ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಾನಿ ನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇ ಅಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಕಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಾಂ ಸಂಸಜೀವಂ ಅದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾರಭೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನ ಲಲಿತಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಕಲ್ಪಸರುಭ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಚರಣೋ ವಚಸಾ ಪ್ರಣಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಚರಣೋ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಚರಣೋ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಕ್ಷರಂ ಮಧುರಾಕ್ಷರಂ ಆರುಹ್ಯ ಕವಿತಾ ಶಾಖಾ ವಂದೇ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಕೋಕಿಲಂ ನಮೋ Rame Manorame. Oh Manorama. That's another name of Parvati. Aham Rame. I take great pleasure. Ram. Enjoy. Aham Rame. I enjoy. Rame. In Ram I take pleasure. Oh Manorama. That is why I always chant Ram, 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 Ram. Kujanti, Kujantam, Ram, Ramiti, Aksharam, Madhuraksharam, Kujantam. Sounding very sweet, like a cuckoo, bird, that sweet sounding bird. Kujantam Ram Ramiti. Ram Ram Ram. Aksharam Madhuraksharam. Akshar, every akshar. Akshar, inexhaustible. Every letter, every syllable of Ramayana is Aksharam Madhuraksharam. It's very sweet. Aruya kavita shakha vande Valmiki kokilam. We offer our obeisances unto Valmiki Muni. He's like a Valmiki kokilam. Again, kokil. Koo, koo, koo. That kokil. Vande Valmiki kokilam. Valmiki was like a, just like a kokil. I offer my obeisances. Aruya kavita shakha. Like Ramayana is like a big tree with many branches. And Aruya kavita shakha on one branch. Valmiki kokil is sitting and singing Ram, 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 Aksharam, Madhuraksharam. Ramanama para etu ghore kali yuge dvijaha. Ramna. One should take shelter of Ram Naam. Na kalir badhate hitan. No more influence of Kali if you chant Ram Naam. Ram Naamaiva 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 Mama Jeevanam. In Ramayana Mahatmya, there's a Bhagavat Mahatmya. Every scripture has Mahatmya. The glories of Ramayana. In 5 chapters, the glories of Ramayana, Ramayana Mahatmya. From Skanda Puran, compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva compiles glories of Ramayana. Is broadcasting, promoting Ramayana in Skanda Puran. And in the beginning of Ramayana, there's a Ramayana Mahatmya. And there it says, we are familiar with this. Rama Namaiva. Namaiva, Namaiva, Mama Jeevanam. Ram Naam is Mama Jeevan, my life. Name of Ram is my life. Kalau Nasteiva, 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 Gatiranyatha. This is Ramayana Mahatmya. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, says Rama Namaiva, 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 Mama Jeevanam. Kalau Nasteiva, Nasteiva. There's no other way. Even those rocks
thrown into Indian Ocean with stamp with of Ram Nam were floating. They were not even living entities, they were just dead entities, rocks. But as soon as Ram Nam stamped, immediately it was floating. Then we are living entities. They were not living entities, just the association with Ram, and they are floating. Then what to speak of us if we could chant Ram Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. कथा रामायणस्यापि नित्यं भवति यद्गृहे says if Ramayan katha is recited in somebody's home yad-grihe, then what happens? Tad-griham tirtha-rupam, that griha, that home, that becomes tirtha-rupam. There's a holy place where Ramayan is recited. Dustanam papanashanam, and as Ramayana is recited, reciter included, and those who listen to the recitation, papanashanam, they become free from all the papa.
तावत् पापानि देहेस्मिन् निवसन्ति तपोधनः.
Only up until that time that you hear Ram Katha, up until then only the pap does nivas, pap makes residence, your body or your mind as a residence, pap makes sinful, sin makes residence. Only up until the time Srimad Ramayanam Narahi Sruyate. And as soon as one listens to Jai Ho Rukmini Dwaraka Adisha Ki Jai Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, they appeared as Sitaram. It is their katha. Nato natya dharo yatha, as Kunti says, nato natya dharo yatha. Same actor, kabhi Ram banake, kabhi Shyam banake. This is true. Sometimes he appears as Ram, sometimes he appears as Shyam. Nato natya dharo yatha, same Lord, he appears. Nana avatarama karod bhuvaneshu kintu ramadi murtishu kala niyamena tishtan. There's a whole schedule. Niyamena tishtan. Nana avatar. And principle of those avataras is Sri Ram. Even Krishna would listen to Ram Katha. What did he say? I said, one demon came to the banks of Godavari and he kidnapped Sita, and immediately Sri Krishna, who was in the lap of Yashoda, he jumps. What? He's getting his weapons ready to kill that Ravan. No. Don't take it seriously. Yashoda says, calm down, boy, calm down. See, when Krishna listens, Yashoda tells stories of Sri Ram. Those parents desiring or desirous of having their children some heroes, they always share stories of Ram with their children. By listening those stories, they will imbibe the spirit.
of Ram, and they would become also some heroes. So Yashoda has to tell stories of Sri Krishna, two Sri Krishnas, Ram stories.
Ramayana katha kurvan bhakti bhavena bhavitaha.
One should do katha, listen to katha, Ram katha, bhakti bhavena, bhakti bhav, Krishna bhav, Ram bhav, bhakti bhavena.
Adya prabhati aham rama shranomi tvat kathamritam.
At the beginning of the recitation of Ramayan,
prati aham purnatam etu tava rama prasadataha.
We, the reciter and the listener, they say, by your grace, my dear Lord, shranomi, aham shranomi, tava kathamritam. You understand, right? You can understand Sanskrit. There's no need of translation of this. Shranomi, aham shranomi, tava kathamritam. It's very simple. Aham shranomi, aham. Everyone knows aham shranomi. I hear. Tava kathamritam.
Adya, today.
Purnatamitu. And let this, let my hearing for 7 days. The Ram Katha goes on for 9 days. As a tradition. Bhagavat Katha 7 days, Ram Katha for 9 days. So the first day, by tava prasadataha, by your special benediction, O Lord Sri Ram, may I go on listening to katha every day till the completion of this katha.
Swayam cha bandhubhihi sardham shrunuyat.
And that person says, not only just myself, I would like my bandhus, my relatives, my friends, also to listen to this katha. So then he brings his friends and relatives and neighbors. Come, come on, come on, come on, let's go, Ram katha. So he gathers everybody for Ramayan katha.
Ramayana vratadharo dharma kari cha sattamaha.
And as one begins listening to Rama katha, he becomes Ramayana katha vrati. Ramayana katha vrat. There are different kinds of vrats or vows one takes. Ekadasi vrat, Brahmacharya vrat, this vrat, that vrat, different vratas. Dhrada vrat. And one who takes vrat is called vrati. So, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the person, one who takes vow, I'm going to listen to this katha every day for so many days. Then he becomes katha vrati. Ramayana katha vrati. One who has taken vow of listening to katha.
Ramayana pustakam yo vachakaya prayachati sayati Vishnu bhavanam yatra gatva na sochati.
Those who read or listen Ramayana pustakam, pustak, granth, scripture, Ramayana,
sayati Vishnu bhavanam.
He goes to Vishnu Bhavan, Vishnu Lok, Vaikuntha Lok. Or he would go to Ram Lok, There's a Saket Dham, Vaikunth, and Saket Ram, abode. Then there's a Golok. That's a hierarchy. So those who listen to Ramayana Katha, so yati Vishnu Bhavanam Yatra Gatvana Sochati, and they do not lament anymore. Rama Namaiva 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 Mama Jivanam Kalau Nasteiva 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 Gatiranyatha. And like that, I'm just throwing few drops from the ocean of the greatness of Ramayana here, recited by none other than Srila Vyasadeva. And then, Balakandam Prathamaha Sargaha, Ramayana begins. Balkand, with Balkand. There are seven khandas, like a canto, skanda. Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 skandas. Ramayana has seven divisions, or they're called khand. First one is a Bal khand. And the very first, and then further, the khandas are divided into sargas. There are 500 sargas, that are chapters in Ramayana. So in the very first khand, Bal khand, Pratham Sarga, which has 100 verses, this is Ramayana in nutshell, Sankshipta Ramayana, recited by Narad Muni. He's sharing the condensed Ramayana with Valmiki Muni. Naradam Valmikir Munipungavam Pari Prapacha. That Valmiki is inquiring from Narad Muni, Narad Muni's spiritual master. Jai Sri Ram. Jai Sri Ram. Jai Sri Ram. So Valmiki is inquiring from his spiritual master, Narad Muni, Muni Pungava. Inquiry is, Sampratam Loke Gunavan Kascha Viryavan, at this moment in the world, who is there who is gunavan, full of all the qualities, viryavan, who is full of strength, dharmascha kratagyascha, the knower of the religion, dhradavrataha, who has a great determination, charitrena cha yo yuktaha sarvabhute shikohitaha, who has the best character? Who is that person? Sarvabhuteshu kohitaha. Who cares for welfare of everybody? Who is that person? Vidvan kaha. Who is that knowledgeable person? Kascha eka priyadarshanaha. At the same time, who is that one who is a very beautiful person to look at? Jita krodho, who is that who has conquered anger? who is anasuya kaha, not envious. Kashyabhibhyati devascha. And even demigods are scared of that person. You know who is that person who is right now here on the planet.
Edat aham shrotum kautuhalam.
I'm very, very eager to hear, know who is that person. Do you know? Could you say? Oh, dear Narada. And Narada has answered to all the questions. He knows. If anybody knows, Narada knows. Yes, yes, I know.
Ikshvakuvamsha prabhavo ramo nama janai shrutaha.
Oh, that person that you would like to know with this quality. Oh, that is Sri Ram. Jai Sri Ram. He is buddhiman, he is neetiman. Mahabahu, balavan. Kambu Griva, his Griva, his neck is like a cow shell. And it's most intelligent, morality personified.
Ajanu Bahu, and his arms are very long. He has a broad forehead.
Prajanam Jahite Rataha, and he's always concerned about the welfare of the citizens.
Jiva lokasya dharmasya parirakshitaha.
He always makes endeavor to protect the religion of the people because he knows
dharmo rakshati rakshitaha.
If someone's religion is protected, then that religion will protect that person. Or if you want to be protected, then protect your religion. Then your protection is guaranteed. So Sri Ram is always dharmasya parirakshitaha, always protecting religion.
Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
He has appeared. To re-establish the principles of religion.
Veda Vedanga Tattvagyo Dhanurvedo.
So Veda Vedanga Tattvagya. Veda Vedanga Tattvagya is a knower of Tattva, Siddhan, science. He knows Vedas, Vedangas, and like that.
Kaushalya Anandavardhanaha.
Very nice. Huh? Says, Kaushalya Ananda Vardhana. He's always increasing Ananda of Kaushalya. Kaushalya Ananda Vardhana. Like a Govardhana. Govardhana. Because of that mountain, cows become Vardhan, they expand. They are maintained and they become healthy. Go Vardhan. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. Expansion. Expander. Expander. So, this Sri Ram is Kaushalya Ananda Vardhanaha. He's always giving pleasure, increasing pleasure of Kaushalya.
Vishnuna sadrasho virye,
and in prowess he is like Vishnu. He is Vishnu, but he says, doesn't say that. Like Vishnu, he is powerful like Vishnu. Very well. Okay. And like that, Narad Muni runs through Sri Ram pastimes in nutshell, very briefly. And then Towards the end, Sri Ram returns to Ayodhya. Narada Muni is talking. And then he becomes ruler of Ayodhya. Dasavarsha sahasrani, dasavarsha shatani cha. 10,000 plus 1,000. That's the style of the presentation. That is how many total? 11,000 years he rules the world. Dasa sahasra, dasa shatani cha. 10,000 and 1,000. That's 11,000 years. And there are no thieves in the kingdom of Sri Ram. We wish that was the case here. No thieves in Los Angeles. No security is required. No locking system. That was the case in Ram's kingdom. There's no lock factories. People would leave their doors open. Someone loses something, they would go looking, is somebody is this item? They would never pocket it and run. They would not even think like this. We think like that. But this thought of stealing and this, it did not exist, did not occur, did not come to their mind. And like that, other glories of that kingdom. Idam pavitram papagnam punyam vaidesya sammitam. So this Ramayana katha is papagna, killer of pap. Sin is killed, crushed. Yo pathet ramacharitam sarva papai pramuchyate. You become free from all the reactions by ramacharitra pathana. So, sharing that Ramayana briefly, then Narada Muni is ready to move on. Before he leaves, he is again worshipped. Yathavat pujitasteena devarshir naradastha. And then he leaves. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Jai Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram After Narada Muni departs from that place, Jagama Tamasa Thiram. Now, Valmiki Muni is on the bank of river, river called Tamasa. Akardama Idam Thirtham. It was spotless, clean, tirtha. There was no mud. Akardama. Akardama tirtham. Ramaniyam. It was very beautiful. on the banks of Tamasa River. Prasanna Ambu San Manushya Mano Yatha. The water of that Tamasa River was crystal clear, like crystal clear mind of a sage. Sages purify their minds, clean, clear minds. The water of the river was like that. Minds were pure, water was pure. Minds are polluted, and as a result, everything is polluted, including waters. Man has made big mess. At Jamuna, in Delhi also at Jamuna. We have center in Noida. We go from Delhi to Noida. We have to cross Jamuna every day. But the condition of even Jamuna waters, you couldn't drink even difficult do achman for that water. Result could be you'll be dropped dead. Of course, your soul may have something beneficial for the soul, but for body, bye. But this water of Tamasa River, oh, Bisleri water, India. So he was on the bank of river, beautiful, everything clean and green and cool breeze that Bharadwaj Muni was experiencing. And in the middle of all that, he notices Mithunam, one crunch and crunchy, two birds, male, female. Crane, crunchy, crane. They were having good time. Next to each other, walking, and but then suddenly, one low creature, Nishad, with bow and arrow, makes the male bird the target of his arrow, and male bird is collapsed in a pool of blood, and Valmiki Muni notices the she bird. What she is going through as she is watching the dead husband there. Karunyam. So all the karuna, compassion, is aroused in the heart of Valmiki Muni. Idam vachanam abravit. And he has become very angry, and he curses that Nishad, that low class hunter. I curse you! You will never ever have peace of mind. Manishat pratishthatvam agamaha shashvati samaha. The next moment he's thinking, but who am I? Why should I be cursing this person? Why did I curse? At the same time he's thinking, oh, the way I said those words or that statement of the curse,
I said that out of shock, lamentation. But in fact, I said a shlok. I meant to express my shock, but I ended up saying a shlok. But this never happened before. I never ever uttered any shlok before. How come for first time? Shlok. Padabaddho. Perfect meter and chanda and understood chanda, yes. Compiled. Shokartasya pravrato me shloko bhavadana na anyatha. I meant to express shoka, but shloka, I said. And he was wondering, how did this happen? So he ended up taking bath and then is returning home. His disciple Bharadvaj Muni is right behind him carrying kalash of water. And they're both coming to the ashram. But all the time, Valmiki Muni is thinking, wow, how did I say sloka? And as he returns home, another surprise was awaiting him. Ajagama tato brahma lokakarta swayam prabhu chaturmukho mahateja drashtum cha muni pungavam. He saw Brahma descending right in the courtyard of his ashram. Here comes Brahma riding on the swan and chaturmukh brahma. Mahateja, brilliant. And immediately he is received by Valmiki Muni and Asan and Padya, Puja, Vandanam, all that he is doing. Argya, Stuti. And after that welcome, all those greetings, Brahma and Valmiki Muni are sitting. And even then, he's still thinking, how come? I said a sloka today. And he's wanting to know from Brahma, how did this happen, you know? Could you please shed some light on this? Tamuvacha tato brahma prahasan munipungavam. And Brahma, smiling, smile on his face, he says, Matchanda deva brahman pravrateyam saraswati. It was me. I was the cause of you reciting that sloka. You have made one sloka, you have compiled one sloka, but I would like you to compile 24,000 slokas. And he instructs, Ramasya charitam kritsnam kuru. You compile the pastimes of Ramayan. I order you. You have heard this. What is that? Yeah, Narada Ashrutam Te Yatha. You have heard just now in a nutshell the pastimes of Sri Ram. Make that as a basis. Those are like a seed. And let there be the tree and whole shakha. Aruya Kavita Shakha Prakasham Yadi Varaha. Whatever is not known to you,
would be revealed unto you. Sarvam viditam te bhavishyati. Brahma says, you will know, you just sit down. Take a pen, paper, okay? And the rest will be taken care of.
Nate vagnitam kavi kachit atra bhavishyati.
Whatever you write, not even one syllable would go wrong. You will write only nothing but the truth.
Kuru Rama Katham Punyam Shloka Baddha Mano Ramam.
Shloka Baddha. The perfect meter. You would be competent to compile Ramayana.
And he says, Yavasthashyanti Girayaha Saritasya Mahitale.
So far, the Rocky Mountain exists. All the mountains exist. And so far the rivers would be flowing. Up until then, tavad Ramayana katha lokeshu pracharishyati. The Ramayana katha will keep flowing, keep spreading. Up until the mountains are on the earth and the rivers are flowing, that means for all the time to come, Ramayana katha will keep spreading. It has reached Los Angeles.
Ityuktva Bhagavan Brahma Tatra Antaradhiyata.
Saying so, Brahma disappeared, departed from that place. And then immediately,
Upasprashodak Udakam Samyagmuni Sthitva Kratanjali.
That Narad Muni, Valmiki Muni is touching waters, or he has taken water in his palm, and he's going to take sankalp. He's going to take vow. Karishe. He says so many things. I'm going to do this. Sthitva Kratanjali.
And as he was now writing, he was able to see all the pastimes of Sri Ram. As one says here, Pano Amalakam Yatha.
If you have a Amalaki in the hand, Amalaki, what do you call it? Amalaki, you understand? Aula. Amla. So if it is in the hand, you could see, right? It's right there. So he was able to see all Ram pastimes as one would see Aula, Amla, right in his hand. Everything was revealed unto him. And then he was writing down. He was seeing, writing down all the past times.
Chatur Vinshata Sahasrani.
Now he has compiled Ramayana. With how many slokas?
Chatur Vinshata Sahasrani.
24,000 verses he has compiled. Divided into 7 khandas and 500 sargas, chapters.
Tatha sarga shatan pancha, says here.
Sargas pancha shatan. And shadakandani tathottaram. 6 khandas plus Uttar Khand, that is 7th Khand. Bal Khand and Ayodhya Khand, Aranya Khand, Kishkinda Khand, Sundar Khand. Yuddhakand, and then finally Uttarkand. He's compiled all seven khandas. Now he was wondering, okay, Ramayana is ready now. I have a copy. But what good is it if it is just sitting with me? This should become talk of the town, should be preached far and widely. Who could do such a thing? As he was thinking, there was a knock at the door. And he was just as he was thinking, who could undertake this task of spreading Ramayana Katha? And the door opened, and two little boys entered. And they were Kushilavo, Love and Kush entered. Dharmagyo, they were knower of Dharma. Rajaputro, Yashashvino. They were two princes. Very successful. They were two brothers. Swarasampanno, and they had sweet swarayantras. They had sweet voices. So Valmiki Muni took that as, oh, they will do this. They will spread glories of Ram far and wide with the help of the Ramayana that I have compiled. And quickly, without losing any time, Valmiki Muni started teaching Ramayana to these two students. And quickly, his love and Kush, they learned Ramayana by heart. And Tau tu Gandharva Tattva Gyo Bhrataro Swarasampanno. They perfected. So they would do Sangeet Ramayana. Sangeet Moy Ramayana. They would not only say in prose, but they would sing and play instruments. Veena, especially. And like a Gandharvas. When they would recite Ramayana, so sweet, like a Gandharva's, as if Gandharva's verse reciting or singing. Bimba ivochito bimbo ramadeha tatha paro. And these two little Rajkumars, two princes, they look just like Sri Ram. If Ram was Bimba, his two boys were Pratibimba. Bimba, Pratibimba. Someone standing on the bank of water body, then that person, there's Bimba on the bank. And in the water, what you see is Pratibimba. If Ram was Bimba, these two children were like a Pratibimba, resembling whole beauty, personality of Sri Ram. So they had now become well versed. They had learned by heart this whole Ramayana. And they would not sing just from the throat. From the heart they would sing. In the heart, the soul. Their souls would sing. Not just body or throat. Bhakti bhavena. So they were started now recitation of their Ramayana, and they would, when they would begin recitation, so many sages Valmiki Muni was residing on the bank of Ganga in the forest. This is 900,000 years ago. Lots of forests everywhere. And sages residing. So they would all come to listen to Lavan Kush reciting Ramayana. Large crowd. These little boys sitting with their veenas and no microphone. Large crowd, but they would manage. Everyone listening. But they wanted to listen. So it was, they were interested in listening. Their minds were focused. And they had powerful voices. So it was reaching far and wide as far as the audience. So many sages would sit around these two boys. Tashrutva munaya sarve bashpakala bashpaparya kulekshanaha. This Ramayana that these two boys would recite was very special, soul-stirring. As sages heard, aroused all the emotions, feelings for Sri Ram, and they would be all in tears. All the sages are sitting there, shedding tears, or their bodies are trembling as they're listening to Ramayana Katha recited by this Lavan Kush. Sadhu, sadhu, they would say. Wonderful. Sages, sadhu, sadhu. Amazing. How nice. Aho Gitasya Madhuryam. Aho Gitasya Madhuryam. Just see how nectarian is this Ram Kathar emanating from mouth, lotus mouths of these two little speakers, reciters. And they would say, in fact, these pastimes have taken place some time in the past, but as we hear these pastimes from these boys, we experience as if these pastimes are taking place right now in front of us. Something from the past, they are making that into the present, bringing fright into the present. And towards the end of this Ram Katha by Lavan Kush, Kalasham Dado, all the different sages, they would like to give gift to this Lavan Kush. I take my Kalash. Whatever they had, they would like to just give that to these two boys. They were so much pleased, and by listening to Ram Katha, they had spirit of detachment, vairagya. So they were just, whatever they had, just throw them towards his two little Prabhus. Kamandalum. Take my Kamandalu. Here's a kopin for you. Kopina parahu muni. Whatever they have. Some saffron clothes for you. Kashayam aparo vastram. Or some other, they don't have anything to offer. They are swasti, ayusham, pare. They are giving benediction. May you live long. Or they are embracing Lavan Kush, smelling their hair. There are so many ways of expressing their affection and appreciation for these two boys and their Ramayan Katha. So now, these two boys started traveling and preaching. They started going away from Valmiki Muni's ashram to distant places and do the recitation. Wherever they went, they gathered. They were big crowd pullers. Word would spread and large gatherings would come to listen to Ramayana. And then traveling and reciting, they arrive in Ayodhya. Now on the streets of Ayodhya, Lav and Kush, they are reciting Ramayana. In Ayodhya, where Ram is ruling, he is an emperor, Raja Ram. So in the streets, as the boys have Nagar Kirtan kind of, as they sing, crowds are following them. If they sit down, everyone sits down. They stand up, everyone stands up. They begin walking, everyone follows them. This Ramayana Katha became talk of Ayodhya town. The word reached ears of Sri Ram. And he became interested in listening to this Ram Katha. Call them over. So Lav and Kush were now in the assembly hall of Sri Ram. And Ram called everyone, all the mantris, all the ministers, all the queens and all the VVIP citizens. It's packed. The assembly hall. And Lav and Kush, they are given microphone. No microphone. They are signaled, okay? Let there be Ramayana. Dasharatha Nandana seated on a is a king, big throne. He was seated there in that jam-packed assembly where recitation has already begun, and everyone was in rapt attention, pin drop silence, all that was. Ram's thought was, it's not fair. I shouldn't be sitting on a very exalted throne while the speakers, they are on a lower asana. It's not a proper etiquette. So Ram, he gets up. But he doesn't want to disturb anybody. Because if Ram gets up, everyone gets up. He wants to make sure no one notices. And he comes down, steps down, and makes his way through the crowd very gently, very. Goes all the way where Lav and Kush were seated on a throne. Ram goes and sits close right in front of them and continues to listen with attention. And this way, Sri Ram becomes, Ram also becomes the audience of Ramayana. And that is the greatness of Ramayana. This is part of Mahatmya. The greatness of Ramayana is that even Sri Ram is attracted by Ram Katha and Ramayana. And from these two little boys, and he was, who are these boys? Who are you boys? He has no clue who these children are. But it doesn't matter. He just wants to listen to Ram Katha from them. Okay, so we'll stop there for the day tonight. Is he going to sing? I know. I was told that someone is going to sing a short Ram Bhajan. Singer here? Also, yeah. We have this presentation. We'll try to make it quick. Araude temple opening. Probably you have heard about it. This is Radha Gopal Ki. Installation, Pran Pratishtha ceremony of these deities. It was a very grand affair in a small village where I was born. There we have ISKCON now. So, is everything set? So, these lights, could we dim them or turn them off? So you know where to look. That's the screen there now. Face. Okay, next. We have minutes. That's a lot of time. We don't need these lights. We just need one little tiny light somewhere. John? Or who is in charge here? Okay, something is happening. Yeah, let's now. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this opening took place on Nityanand Trayodashi. What is today? What date is today? 5th? 6th. We are 6th, 7th, 8th of February. So three months, exactly 3 months prior is opening. Just now coming. This is a village with 4,000 people. Before opening, we are 100,000 people there. And amongst those, we had 10,000 ISKCON congregation and devotees. We had 35 Prabhupada disciples there. Several GBC sannyasis attended the event. Are you opening the right files and everything is... There are two of them, says. Sixteen rounds. So this place is in Maharashtra, or 400 kilometers south east of Mumbai. Okay, I think we are very close now. Make it full screen. Okay. That's me alone there. And that's the village. And the temple. Under construction, not completed yet. The team there. We started on Nityanand Trayodashi. Is that automatic? Is that what's going on? Oh, okay. Nityanand Trayodashi we started 3 years, and then it has 84 pillars and several domes. Very strong construction, built to last for 500 years. Lots of marble and peacock in the temple hall. This is a fountain. Govardhan ki. Could we slow down a little bit? Or just express. These are pandal preparations. Setting up. This is Govardhan. You could circumambulate it. You go around and then there's a cave. You could go inside, take darshan of the Lord. Festival is starting. Even hotel bookings. Kirpabad ki. All sorts of booths. This is Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. For 10,000 people we had a pandal. Next. We had whole Vaikuntha Nagari with varieties of booths and bookstalls and cow products and question answers and even registrations. gift shops and huge kitchen. Shoes stand, you can see his shoes in those plastic bags of all the guests. Wonderful Vaishnavas, Gopal Krishna Maharaj there, arriving. Devotees from 30 countries were there, Hriday Kalavya, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj to the left signing books. Crowd started arriving. This is the altar. Was made locally there. We had a carvers from Orissa. They were working for 6 months. Big team. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj arriving, and there goes the turban. Vyasaki Prabhu, Prabhupada Katha, by Harishauri Malti Mataji was there to share Anuttama, you could see, and we have other ISKCON leaders. Tirupati Temple President in the middle, and Mahaman Prabhu to the right, ex-temple president of ISKCON Vrindavan. Next, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj in ecstasy. He had never, they're all with their turbans, their consciousness, thinking differently. Radhanath Maharaj sharing Nityanand Katha, and Chandramouli Maharaj, Dinabandhu, you see there, Harishauri Prabhu. Next, there's another Maharaj, originally, arriving, delivering talks. 3 days we had festival, temple presidents. Next, on the main stage again, they're being greeted, whole battalion, you could see this. Relax, Dinabandhu. Sachi Mata from Mumbai was singing songs, sharing kathas. We also installed Prabhupada Murti. This is a new Swami Maharaj, Jananand Maharaj. Jananand Goswami. And this is Sarabhoma from Pakistan. He's very, quite a personality. Procession begins before installation of the deities. Small deities are taken on a procession. This is a tradition, part of the proceeding, so we are getting ready to take the deities around on a procession. This is Vashugosh Prabhu from Chicago, now Baroda Temple President. Different Matajis from different parts of the world. Next. This is where I was born. I'm showing to my god brothers my birthplace. That's my mother in the middle, and father with a turban to the left, and the grandmother. And here are some clay pots, and where spices or other grains are stored. Storage facility. Life couldn't be simpler than that. Tukaram Maharaj ki jai. That big tall cutout of Sant Tukaram, part of the festival ground. This is our priest to the right, Prajabhakti Vilas. Next. This road, about half kilometer, was inaugurated during the festival, road inauguration. In the very beginning, we worship the cow, and the bulls are ready for. We should have procession in Los Angeles with bulls like this. The ribbon cutting, the road inauguration. Next. and coconut breaking and procession with the elephant and rangoli and colorful Hanuman there, Sitaram, Lakshman, and fireworks. It worked very well. Rangoli also and fireworks. In the evening, it was night time. Traditional way, ladies carrying tulsi and flags and chanting in the procession. And local Vittal bhaktas, Pandurang devotees. Coconut is broken, and here are some young devotees, 200 of them, with 200 kartals, but when you would hear, sounding like one person playing kartal, very expertly. More rangoli. Palanquin used to carry small deities during procession. More coconut breaking next. Dancing horses. White, many horses were dancing during the procession. Dancing devotees also. Horses inspired them. Nice. We have fireworks. Quite amazing fireworks. Next. And rangoli, amazing what they were doing. How fast they were doing the rangolis throughout the procession. This is you could see the light. This is night time, but because of the fireworks, like a floodlight. Next. More fireworks next. Not just to hear, but lot of fireworks to see. We had lots of Manipuri dancers. The Mridanga players started with the conch shell blowing. This is Prasadam Pavilion, Pandal. Back on the stage. They're flying, you could say they're flying in the air. The dancers with their mridangas. They had, and look at this one. See where the chair is. This Prabhu has a stick sticking out of his mouth, and one of the leg of the chair is on that stick, and he's walking all around the stage like that. And now look what he's doing. So he did his dance and song, and this girl was once here in Los Angeles. If you could recognize her, a few more shots next. Who is this? Gaurafrema. Madhi Mataji's daughter was a. And we had Ramayan. 1.5 hours Ramayan. Very colorful. We had some 50 from ISKCON Pune with light, sound, makeup, outfits, and this is just like a wonderful. They're worshipping. You could count the people. This is what you call ocean of people. There are ocean of people there. Local artists, Tukaram, drama. Tukaram is getting ready to go to Vaikunth. And here he goes. They staged this. They lifted him and everyone was... Next. Kirtans. Yeah, this was also Kirtan festival. For 3 days, lots of Kirtans, devotees from all over the world were leading Kirtans. And you could see the number of people here. Vyasaki Prabhu is opening the eyes of the deity. This is the lotus feet of Radharani. Lotus hand of Radharani. And Gopal's hand. Radha's face and next. Jai Gopal. They are for different articles. As first time their eyes open, Malti Mataji offering articles. Nartaki Mataji from Los Angeles. With kundas and yagyas by ISKCON priests. A regular Abhishek and then Pushpa Abhishek, Prabhupada Murti installation, Abhishek. Jaladhara. This is Garud Stam, Garud installation. More kirtans. Purnahuti of Yajna. Abhishek begins on main stage. So that everyone, all those thousands were sitting and enjoying the Abhishek. We purposely did on the main stage. And this is water. This is a main kalash. Next. We also installed Sitaram Lakshman and Vittal Rukmini. They are in the Parikrama Marg, Parikrama, in the temple. So first day we had Radha Gopal, and next day, on the 8th, we had another Abhishek. It's going back and forth here. Radha Gopal. We had some 100 devotees, leaders on the stage and taking a turn. Went for hours and hours. This is Jai Vijay. Next, being opened. Subhag Maharaj. This is Jai Vijay. Beautiful Jai Vijay, made in South India. Next. 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 Yutans. Next. Pushpa Abhishek. The deities were up to their necks, you know, the flowers. Devotees also. Varieties of flowers and offerings. This is Kalash Puja, Sthapana. That's me there, all the way to the top. And ready to jump. But I didn't jump. That meant we had ministers of state of Maharashtra and then whole battalion security. They stationed there for few days. They had their tents and they stayed. There's a deputy chief minister of Maharashtra. There's another minister coming. We have a whole press conference for the media. They did very wonderful job of promoting our festival. Ribbon cutting. Whole lineup of the ministers. And this minister, he pledged 1 crore rupees for ISKCON Arode. One sitting next to me. He is in the temple now. Prabhupada, we have. This is not in the temple. Next. Next. Now on the altar, Radha Gopal. This is very his new parampara. These are the deities, not photos. Made in Ujjain by Bhakti Chaudhary Maharaj's team there. They gave first donation came to ISKCON Arode. Radha Gopal ki. And then we have Gaur Nithai on one side also. Gaur Nithai ki. Where are they? This is Vittal Rukmini and Sitaram Lakshman. This is on the stage, not on the altar. Next. One outfit for Gopal. Oh. First Arati by Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Temple. Flower decorations. Some of these flowers came from Singapore. This peacock, that big peacock you could see. All decorations. We have cows at the entrance. Instead of lions, tigers, we have 2 cows. It was Radha Gopal temple. Gopal. So. And more, we have peacock dancing. And we have diorama building, like you have one, what is that? Whatever. Yeah, the museum you have here, so in Arode also we have museum. This is a fountain in front of the temple. This is a Govardhan again. That cave, you go inside and there's a Krishna darshan. Hare Krishna, big letters. They could read that. You could read Hare Krishna. Next. Large crowds came from hundreds of villages and towns. Next. This is in the temple hall. Next. 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 Some say this is more beautiful than Taj Mahal. There's a parikrama mark all around the temple. This is at night time, so much light, flood light. During the festival. Next. There are panels. It's relief work on Parikrama Mark at the entrance. This is Krishna Balram. The minister is looking at the peacock. They're amazed. Nai Ramas. Nai Prabhupada. We had Bengali artists, they were, for 6 months they were working very hard. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sankirtan party in a big panel. This is like a 20 feet. There's also a samsar there. And this goes all around the temple, temple hall. Same thing. This is Valmiki. Ram, Ram, Ram. gopis and cowherd boys. This is in the temple on either side of Radha Gopal altar. We have this relief work. And Gaur Nithai at the entrance. Gaur on one side, Nithai on the other side. Next. And this is Vrinda Devi carrying Tulsi. This is a three-dimensional Vrinda Devi. Vrinda appears as Tulsi in this world. So she is on her head. She is carrying Tulsi. More relief work, diorama. And this is Sitaram Lakshman. That Kevat crossing Ganga. This is in a boat. And Parikrama Mark. As you go around temple, you have a darshan like this. Dasavatar, 10 incarnations. And Rasa dance. This is a very amazing scene. You have to come and see this. And one diorama of Radha Krishna on the swing and the whole music and movements. Lalita, next. Lalita Vishakha offering visk and chamara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Jharkhand forest. And this is the end of this presentation. This is Krishna Arjun. Arivo. So, you want to sing? Now this little boy wants to sing a Ram song. We end with that. Huh?
Kudilataralaka Rama. Hare Krishna. So we'd like to thank everyone for coming. In the beginning, Maharaj mentioned that normally Ramkatha is 9 days. So now we just have to commit for 3 days. 1 day is gone. 2 more days to come. So everybody coming back tomorrow? Haribo? Yeah? Haribo. Hare Krishna. Let's please come and hear Maharaj speak more Ramkatha. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow. We come at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock for prasadam, and then we come to the temple for 6:30, RT Kirtan, and then Maharaj will start speaking again at 7. Sunday, a little different, but come tomorrow night, and we'll pick up from there. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Lokanath Maharaj, Ki Jai. Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram.